Hi, guys. I know that it's good to focus on what... Here I go again.
But you can't get it wrong. And even if you dribble and hack and cough and sneeze, it makes no difference because we'll just edit all of that out. So just relax and tell us what's on your mind.
I know that it's good to focus on our desire and also, I always do this.
So it must be. So well, our friend would say, I don't always do this, 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 which is sort of the same as saying I do this. He wouldn't say that, but we were just sort of taking it further. And then, I'm doing all right, I got chosen for this chair, I'm doing great. I speak often, I can articulate. I'm glad that I'm here, I have something to say. The hot seat's not so hot.
It is.
Well, we're trying to help you out here.
So I know that it's great to just let loose and have fun, and I know that it's great to focus specifically on what we want, and I can do each of those, but I don't know which I should be doing more of. In other words, spend more effort and time, not effort, but more time focusing specifically, or more fun, or more time just having fun and letting it all hang out.
The big answer is, the more time you can spend having fun and feeling good, the more benefit that you will bring to yourself. But you all have limits. In other words, some of you say, well, I would like to just always be on a cruise, but I have the limitation of time, or I have the limitation of money, or sometimes I'm expected to be other places, or I need to make a living. And so the rule of thumb is, be as specific as you can be and still feel good. We would far rather, you see, when you understand the three-step process of creation, which is step one is ask. And life just causes that to happen. You don't have to put on your things to do today list, I'm going to ask for what I want, or I'm going to do step one, because life just evokes step one from you. Life causes you to ask for what you want. And step two isn't your job at all. Source answers. That's this vibrational escrow that we've been talking about in all of these days. In other words, when you ask, Source not only gives it to you, but becomes the vibrational equivalent of it. Step three is, I must put myself in a place that I can allow what I'm asking for. And so that means the conscious effort is upon allowing, which means the question that you ask, if the conscious part of this three-part equation for me, if what my work is to allow, then anything that causes you to chill, anything that makes you feel relief, anything that makes you feel good is of benefit. So we watched Jerry and Esther. They go down to the cliffs at La Jolla in California near San Diego, and they lie out on the cliffs. It is the most beautiful place where the land meets the sea. They are certain of that. So they're looking at this beautiful water, and they are laying on these rocks, and they are there with the singular intent of doing nothing but basking in the beauty of the moment. And so they go, and they feel the warmth of the rocks, and they lie on the rocks, and they put their faces to the sun, and Jerry tickles Esther's arm, and Esther tickles Jerry's back, and they bask, and they bask, and they bask, and they bask for about 15 minutes. And then Jerry's fingers begin thumping on the rocks as he starts thinking he'd like to write something down and wants to know if Esther brought paper and a pencil in her purse, and Esther was smart enough to leave it in the car because she knows that he'll go to work on something. And then she'll say, I really like it when you tickle my arm for just a little longer, and she can milk another 5 minutes maximum out of him before he cannot stand it, because there is this wonderful dance between asking and receiving and asking and receiving and asking and receiving. In other words, it's not that there is only pleasure on the rocks. There's pleasure and allowing in a lot of different places. You have to define for yourself what the activities you are participating in are giving you the benefit of releasing resistance and what activities are causing resistance. In other words, even with Jerry and Esther, Esther could lie there longer resistance-free. Jerry does not have the capacity to lie there very long resistance-free because there are other things that he then begins to want to do. So there's no right or wrong answer to this. You just have to want to feel good and keep moving in the direction of what feels good. If something is of interest to you, you're in alignment. If something's fascinating to you, you're in alignment. If you are blissed out and basking in the sun, you're in alignment. There's no right or wrong activity or word.
Well, if, for example, if I have if I walk my dog on the beach, it makes me feel just great. I mean, I just I'm just joyful. And so if I have if I'm deciding, okay, what should I do? Should I sit here in my chair and focus clearly on what I want, or should I use this time to take my dog for a walk on the beach and feel blissful?
Here's the thing that we think you're getting at, and we can give you a very concrete answer that will satisfy you. When you understand that step one and step three are different steps, in other words, life is causing you to ask, and then anything that you can do that causes you to feel good is the allowing stage. That's the first understanding that is most important. But then when you realize that you cannot extract yourself from life enough that you won't be constantly adding to what you're asking for. In other words, step one is just a natural consequence of living life experience. So as the desires are constantly flowing out of you and source is constantly answering and to a large extent satisfying those desires, and your dominant intent is upon finding thoughts or finding something that cause you to feel good, then you understand that you've got this three-part equation in place. Now, here's the thing that we really want you to hear. When you understand that your natural state is one of well-being, and that if you weren't doing those things you do that keep you from that natural state, you would be there. So now you start being more and more sensitive to the way you're feeling, so you catch discord at the more early subtle stages. Then you begin to have more hands-on molding of the clay, so to speak. It becomes this managing of the contrast, not a trying to get rid of contrast, but a managing of the contrast, the making peace with where you are and doing your best to lean in the direction of the things that feel better to you. So we said to you that we've offered endless processes, and we want you to realize that the power of those processes, the power of every process that we've offered, is about releasing resistance. It's about letting yourself then finally, at least for this moment, be a vibrational match to all of the things that are waiting for you in your vibrational escrow. People often think that to be a deliberate creator, that they're thinking the thought, in other words, should I, now I've got myself in this place of allowing, should I think this thought so that I can more quickly create? And we want you to realize that the creation, this is the thing that you're not hearing and that most are not hearing, the creation is done. The creation is done. The creation is done. So any conversation that you have about it or any focusing that you have about it is not about step one-ing. It's not about recreating the creation. It's not even about amending the creation. All of that effort about thinking about it, about getting more deliberate about it, all of that is about you training your vibration to match what's already happened for you. Can you feel the difference? In other words, when you get it that it's already done and then you say, all right, I'm going to do affirmations or I'm going to make lists of positive aspects or I'm going to sit and concentrate upon what I want or I'm going to get inside of it, I'm going to script it, I'm going to be more detailed about it. All of that effort that you're doing, all it's doing is you training your vibration to match what's already over there. And so the distinction that we're wanting to make, we know you've heard this from us before. We've said it on many occasions. But the distinction that we want to make with this leading edge question that you're asking here is that we want you to say with us, what I want is done on a vibrational level. It is. What I want is done on a vibrational level. What I want is done on a vibrational level. I ask for it and it is done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. That's why he's saying, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. It's done. It's done. My lover is there. My money is there. My good feeling body is there. My recovery has taken place. My abundance is there. My clarity is there. My stability is there. My vitality is there. My flexibility is there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. And the reason, the only reason that I want to talk about it is not to make it happen, because it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. I don't have to make anything happen. It's done. It's done. It's done. I don't have to make it happen. It's done. It's done. It's done. I talk about it because I like talking about it. I talk about it because it feels good to talk about it. I talk about it because talking about it is natural to me. I talk about what's done. It's done. It's done. I talk about what's done. It's done. I talk about what's done. It's done. I talk about what's done because talking about what's done causes me to feel good. As I'm talking about what's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. I like to think about it. I like to talk about it. I like to bask in it. I like to concentrate. Jerry and Esther, if you walked around with them, the majority of people on the planet would throw up as they listen to them. They'll get hold of something that is pleasing to them and they'll just repeat it back and forth to each other endlessly all day, all week, all month until they find some other thing that most people would say, enough already, give it a rest. But they just milk it and milk it and milk it and milk it. Something funny will happen and they will just bring it up to each other over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because any excuse that you can use to hold yourself in that place of feeling good lets you then be the fuller receiver of what's done, what's done, what's done. But don't do any of these processes to make something happen. It's done, it's done, it's done. Don't do them to make them happen. Don't do them even to get it. Don't do it even to get there. It's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. It's done, it's done, it's done. You are in your physicalness. You are so insignificant in relationship to what's done. It's done. Do you realize the world you are creating? Do you see your vibrational escrow? We do. It's done and it's magnificent and it's done and it's magnificent. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Now talk about it because it feels good to talk about it because it doesn't need more work. You don't need the clarity in order to make it happen. It's done. You don't need the conversation. You don't need the processes to make it happen. It's done. The only reason that you want to talk about anything is because it feels good to talk about it. Tell the stories that feel good to talk about it. Talk about it because it feels good. Think about it because it feels good. But don't do it because you need to do it, because you don't need to do it, because it's done. But if you think you need to do it, now you're holding yourself apart from it. You've got to accept that it's done before you start closing the gap. Good.
Thank you.
And that was worth choking over for a little while, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.